Have you noticed that kids' picture books have been getting pretty serious lately? They focused on things like not having a home, racial reckoning, having a sibling in jail. Is this a trend? Is this new or no? Juanita Giles writes about kids' books for NPR, and she's also head of the Virginia Children's Book Festival, and she's back with us. Juanita, hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Picture books for serious topics. Is this a new thing?
You know, it's not really a new thing. I remember distinctly being a child watching Reading Rainbow and having Tight Times be the featured book, which is all about the sudden loss of a parent's job and food insecurity and impending poverty. And that was written back in 1983.
Yeah. So is there something more topical, more current perhaps, that goes with our current national conversation?
Absolutely. Everything from, as you said, racial reckoning to incarcerated family members, you know, even something as specific as the Confederate battle flag. These have all become topics of children's books in the past several years. And it really is reflective of the times in which we live and what's happening in our country.
Well, let's talk about the book, That Flag, by Tamika Brown, illustrated by Nicholas Smith. That flag is the Confederate flag, which of course causes adults to argue. How does this book try to address this seemingly intractable thing?
It uses the story of two children, Bianca and Kiara. And Kiara is black and Bianca is white, and they are inseparable. They're just the best of friends. But Kiara is not allowed to go to Bianca's house because her parents fly the Confederate flag. But this is a very hopeful book. I talked to Tamika and Nicholas both, and they wanted it to be a hopeful book. And when there is racial violence by a white supremacist group and they wave that flag, Bianca's parents take the flag down. And so then Kiara feels that she knows their friendship is different, but she's willing to try to move forward because it means so much to her to know that they finally could see the flag the way her family saw it.
Yeah. You also suggest a book called The Bright Side by Chad Otis, and it's about a boy who lives in an old school bus. Does this get to people in our society who live without a home?
Yes, and Chad told me it's very different now. His parents did not choose necessarily to live on a school bus. It's not an Instagram story the way it often is today. When he was a little boy, he was 4 years old, his father lost his job, and they had to live on a school bus. And they had no running water. They had no way to cook anything. He writes a lot about eating ketchup sandwiches on the bus. But the thing that really struck him when he was living this way was how he didn't have any friends. They never stayed in one place long enough for him to have any friends his own age. And that was what he wanted to get across in this book, that, you know, even when you are experiencing houselessness or food insecurity, your parents or your caregivers can work so hard to normalize that for you, to make it okay. But what they can't make okay is the lack of friendships. But again, it's a very hopeful book, and it's about how looking on the bright side of everything helped him get through that time.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, for some issues that are so challenging for grown-ups and children to talk about, in certain ways, do you think children's books, picture books, offer something, at least a different frame, to think about it differently, to at least prompt us to think about it?
I think that, number one, children's books give parents and caregivers the opportunity to start a conversation that they may not have otherwise. So that's very powerful. But so often, these books, the best ones, are written from a child's perspective. And that's what's going to reach a child the most. And it encourages children to ask questions of their parents. So I would hope that if a parent or caregiver chooses one of these books, they're ready to let questions be unanswered, to say, maybe I don't know the answer, maybe this book can help us, or just to maybe look and see things that we don't see every day.
You know, on a radio show, every once in a while, we'll say, this next story is not for everyone. You know, it can be a very raw topic. Is there a way for teachers, librarians, parents to also vet some of these books on your list for, you know, what's appropriate for whom?
Well, I would always suggest that parents, especially when it comes to books for young children, that they read them first themselves and ask themselves some hard questions and ask, am I prepared to talk about this? I think that's really the fundamental basis for how we can judge whether or not it's something we want to read to a child. Are we okay being a little uncomfortable? And that's part of being a human. We're not going to grow if we can't be a little uncomfortable, if we can't face some hard things.
Speaking of facing a challenge, the book My Brother Is Away by Sarah Greenwood is on your recommendation list. And the cover is a young girl sitting outside her front door with a gray cat. The girl looks lonely. As far as the brother who is away, where is he?
He's in prison. And there are more and more children experiencing this in their daily lives in America, either having a parent or a sibling or someone close to them incarcerated. And it's not something that young children can readily understand. One day their loved one is there with them. The next day they're gone and they can't see them anymore. And this little girl is very confused by her brother's absence. And she remembers how wonderful a brother he was to her. He'd carry her on his shoulders. He would tell her bedtime stories. So she's confused about that, but she's also angry at him. And there comes a time in the book where she and her parents get to visit him in prison, and the prison is very far away. And she's very nervous. She doesn't know how everything will have changed since he's been gone. But when she sees him, everything is different, but he's still her brother and still the brother who loves her, and she loves him too. So she learns to keep that love in those circumstances.
Juanita, like adults, children often struggle with their own feelings, and you suggest The Seasons Within Me by Bianca Pozzi. And I have to say, the cover to this book is beautifully drawn.
Oh, it's unbelievably gorgeous, and I feel that it really does represent the feelings that this little girl in this book has. One of the things that I notice about my own children and children in general, and myself, and probably everyone, is that some days we just have a gray feeling inside, and we don't necessarily know why, and nobody around us can understand it, and people say, oh, it'll get better. And this little girl wakes up, and she's having a gray day, and she tells her mother, I'm having a gray day, and her mother says, well, it'll go away. And inside, she carries an umbrella, and inside of her little umbrella, the illustrations show that it's still raining on her, even under the umbrella. She's carrying the umbrella as protection from her feelings, but it's still raining inside. And she ends up meeting a small dog who needs help, and the dog makes her world a little brighter. But sometimes the gray days come back, and she doesn't know when or why, but she realizes that there can be brightness, that it's not always going to be gray. It's just such a beautiful book about feelings we can't even name sometimes.
And finally, Juanita, in this space of picture books for children, are there topics that haven't yet been covered?
The big one that has not yet been covered is gun violence, specifically against children. It's such a raw topic and such an overwhelming topic that I imagine that those books will come, but I have not yet seen them. And of course, like for many of these books, the need is there for them. And so I look forward to how that's dealt with, although I wish it did not have to be.
We've been talking about some pretty serious books for children with Juanita Giles. She has the Virginia Children's Book Festival, and she writes about kids' books for NPR. Juanita, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott.